Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios, Danelle Howa-Pendergrass. How are you today?
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for coming in. You know, this is such a fun time of year. And I think that we kind of get caught up in the fun Halloween and fall things that are going on. But there's a really serious thing that happens in October as well, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, for the longest time, I think I'm finally to an age now where that's something that I need to start taking more seriously. Up until now, it's always just been like, yeah, I'll do that later. I'll do that later. But no, this is a very serious thing that women need to think about a lot more often than just 1 month a year.
I couldn't agree with you more. And what's interesting is I know you're just starting to think about it now because, you know, mammograms, and I don't know your age and I won't reveal that, but mammograms start at age 40, but really we need to be thinking about breast cancer as young as our 20s because there are genetic components that play into your breast cancer risk. And there's lots of things that we can do to negate that. So I'm so happy that we have 1 month dedicated to breast cancer awareness, but it really is a lifelong, daily, weekly, monthly thing.
Right, for sure. And, you know, I'm so glad that you said that because for a lot of women, you might think, all right, well, you know, I don't need to think about that until I hit 40. But if you do have some sort of anything in your genetics that says, okay, you know what? No, you are at higher risk, that you could have figured something out and started working towards that 20 years ahead of time, that's a long chunk of time to essentially let something continue to grow for a longer period that you don't need to.
Right. And so that's the key message here is that, you know, so I don't want to be an alarmist. Actually, only about 10% of breast cancers have some genetic component. But I'm sure you know somebody with breast right. cancer. I'm sure our listeners know somebody with breast cancer. They're either in our family, a close relative, a neighbor. We know someone. And so if you think that you are at a greater risk because of your family history, we offer genetic testing where it's as simple as like spitting in a cup or getting your blood drawn if you're not afraid of needles. Right. And we can tell you if you do have a genetic mutation that increases your risk of breast cancer and all types of other cancers that play into those breast cancer genes. So there is an absolute way of knowing. So if we can detect that early, then we can do other things to help negate all of that. Like we can help you to plan your pregnancies. We can Right. help you to choose a birth control option that would help decrease your risks of certain other types of cancer, like ovarian cancer, that are on that gene. So there's lots of things that we can do ahead of time. Another thing that you can do all throughout your life is really, we know that excess weight, excess stress, poor nutrition, all of those things play into your risk of developing breast cancer in the long run. So we can sit down together and come up with a plan of what really works for you, for your health, for the long haul, not just once you turn 40 right. and here on out. We're just lucky at 40 we get the screening.
And you know, Danelle, I'm so glad that you mentioned that because it's not even necessarily just about breast cancer at this point. When you are factoring in all of these other things, healthy diet, trying to stay physically active, trying to keep stress levels manageable. I mean, these are things that just as an adult in general, we deal with on a daily basis. And all of these things kind of come together and create what your overall health is going to look like in 20 years from now. So if you're able to kind of put yourself on a path and keep that path, and if you need help with that path, you're always there to help people and say, hey, listen, these are steps that we need to take in order to get you to where you want to be in 20 years.
Right. And as being a women's health nurse practitioner, we're solely focused right. on women. And we know that women bear the brunt of society. I mean, we're always going, we're taking care of households, kids, our stress levels are extremely high when we're trying to manage our work life, our personal life, our family life, and then self-care to add in
right.
there.
Yeah, what? Like,
I know. It's very difficult. So all of those things really do encompass what your health is going to look like in the future. And we realize it changes with each age and stage. It changes. Your responsibilities change, your body changes, your hormones change, your lifestyle changes. So we're just there to go on that journey with you and help you when you need help and support you and help you to achieve the goals that you want to achieve.
Oh, for sure. And you know, I can't tell you, when I've gone in to see you about something and I tell you, okay, this and this and this, I've got this going on, I don't know what to do. And just the simple thing of hearing, oh, that's normal. You're not crazy. You're just normal. It's like, oh, everyone else does this too. Are they better at hiding it because I'm going crazy? So, I mean, these are just the things that we have to deal with on a daily basis as women. And so to have that resource is so great. Take advantage of October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Danelle, for those individuals that are hitting their very first year of needing to get a mammogram, maybe for those individuals that still have, you know, 10, 15 years to go, what are some of the things that women, especially the women that haven't hit that 40-year mark yet, what are things that they need to watch for and be on the lookout so that they know if they do need to go earlier than 40?
Right. So we used to recommend self-breast exams monthly. That has kind of changed because breasts are lumpy and bumpy. And so when you feel something, you're like, oh my gosh, do I have cancer? That being said, breast awareness is so important because if you feel something, you're like, that is not right. It's a simple appointment. I mean, right. Just give us a call. We can fill for that. If we feel like you need to go in to get a mammogram or get an ultrasound earlier, we'll send you. And we'll do that by looking at everything. We're looking at like your lifestyle, your hereditary and genetic risk, all of those things kind of create a big picture of what we're looking at. And it is so easy to get in and get out to get a mammogram here at Castleview Hospital. We have the state of the art mammogram equipment. We have 3D ultrasound or 3D mammograms. We also have a dedicated radiologist here, and he and I and the whole radiology team communicate so well together. I mean, it's very simple. So if you're scared, we understand that. We will hold your hand and help you along the way. If you're worried that it's going to be time consuming or you're going to be sitting at the hospital forever, that's not true. You're in and out. So really, it's simple. It's easy, and we will support you and hold your hand along the way.
Oh, that's so great to hear. So those individuals that are 40 and older, is that a yearly thing that you encourage? Is it something that every single year, no matter what, doesn't matter if last year you were given the clear, you're good to go, nope, come back again?
Well, guidelines are always changing.
Right.
So that's the fun part of practicing medicine, is one day we know something for sure and the next day it changes. But right now, what we're recommending is a yearly mammogram at age 40. And that continues up until 78 years of age.
Wow.
So, and then again, that's all dependent about like how your life is at 78 as well. So there's all these little caveats, but the general guidelines is once yearly from 40 on up.
All right. Well, that is so good to know. And Danelle, if somebody would like to schedule a mammogram, if they are like they're at the 40 age and they're thinking, all right, it's time, let's get this going, they just give you a call and schedule an appointment.
It's so simple. You can call or text 637-0313. That's 637-0313. We love our new texting feature. It's totally HIPAA compliant, and it's just super easy because as soon as you think about it, you can just hurry and text instead of having to take the time to call. So
right.
We try and make it simple and easy, and it's a great way for us to keep in communication with one another.
For sure. Especially, I mean, I know I'm not the only one that doesn't think about, oh, I need to call and schedule this appointment after closing time.
Right.
I do it all the time. That's when I'm home. That's when I'm thinking about my own personal things. At that point, you're like, okay, tomorrow I have to remember to call when they open. Just text at whatever time and they'll get back to you when they're there.
That's exactly what people have been doing and loving it.
Yeah.
Because we get in the office in the morning, text you back, you're scheduled by the end of the day. Simple.
Very convenient. Well, again, that number 637-0313. Danelle, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. That has been another Castle Country Focus. Don't forget, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Make sure to give them a call. Give them a text, 637-0313. Get that scheduled. If you are 40 or older, you need a mammogram every single year, and make sure to get that taken care of right now. Also, if you are under the age of 40, but you're thinking that, I don't know, something just doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right, you can always give them a text or a call, and they'll get you in and get it taken care of. Again, that number 637-0313. You can listen to this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.